My pen and my fancy shall never give o'er to write of the triumphs which Providence brings. Such glory and gladness was ne'er known before from William quite thorough the reign of the kings. Our sorrow and grief is turned to relief, and comfort is now a commander-in-chief, as manifestly will appear in this ditty, when London invited the king to the city, which was so performed with honor and glory, with order and gallantry, freedom and mirth. The like, I presume, hath been scarce seen in story, or ever was known since the oldest man's birth. Sweet pleasures divine in all eyes did shine. Our God hath converted our water to wine. All things that were excellent, pleasant, and pretty were shown to the king when he came to the city. Guildhall was prepared with costly expense, and altar to entertain this kingly guest, wherewith all variety, every sense, was courted with plenty at this royal feast. Invention and state upon him did wait, the city and suburbs with people were fraught, and no kind of joy that was worthy or witty was wanting to welcome the king to the city. With habits complete and with hearts light as cork, Lord Lucas conducted the artillery men to Whitehall to wait upon James, Duke of York, who led them all into the city again. They guarded our king from everything of dangers that might from conspiracy spring. With loud acclamations, both pleasant and pretty, the king was conducted with joy to the city. The chiefs of the companies gallantly mounted, with lackeys in liveries attending in state, did show very famous, and so were accounted, who did to Guildhall on his majesty wait. The livery in order did stand like a border, the Lord Mayor, the Alderman, and the Recorder, with all the magnificence fancy can fit, he did roy welcome the king to the city. The king was contented and very well pleased, as by his most gracious respects did appear. To see his good people, his heart was well eased, for surely he holdeth the city most dear. Not like the Rum States, which threw down the gates, or like to Jack Hewson, the cobbler and his maids, or any false powers that were lousy and nitty, who aimed to demolish the charter of city. With fingers and voices the chiefest that were, with loud and soft music did make the hall ring, that science did in its best glory appear, and was only fit for to welcome a king. With voices renowned the banquets were crowned, in cathedral manner the organs did sound, all sorts of invention, both wondrous and witty, were fitted to welcome the king to the city. Pageants did there in their glory appear, the figures did seem all alive as it were, in silver and gold they did shine very near, as bright as the sun when the day doth shine clear. The conduits did shine with liquor divine, the people did bear away hats full of wine. To run down the streets it was very great pity, and thus was the king entertained in the city. The rooms with rich hangings were brightly attired, the air smelt of nothing but costly perfumes, as if the whole world at that time had conspired to throw all varieties into the rooms. The king sate in state, the The city did wait, the hall did abound in all manner of plate, as if they would tell him, great Caesar will fit he, with all the choice treasures belongs to the city. The plenty of food which was there at the feast, with flesh, fish, and fowl, and rare kickshaws among, in such a stall did he can ne'er be expressed. They cannot be marshaled all up in a song. The cook's art was great, and palate was neat. The pastry appeared in its order complete. Whatever was curious, novelty, or witty, attended a king in the love of the city. The earth and the air and the water conspired to show all the plenty the kingdom could yield. It can't be expressed, but may well be admired. The dishes stood thicker than flowers in the field. A friend of mine vowed that stood in the crowd, he see a large banquet let down in a cloud, which needs must appear very pleasant and pretty unto the behold. The king and the city, with freedom and honor and safety and love, the king spent the day, then to Whitehall he went. May all the choice blessings which God hath above fall on his head daily to crown his content. May plenty and peace and union increase, may amity live and may enmity cease. May God in his mercy love, favor, and pity, and never divide the good king and the city.